Hi, this is Mike Brute at the Warren Group, bringing your Connecticut home sales data report for January 2021. During the month, there were 2,520 single-family homes sold across the state, a 24.5% increase from January 2020. At the same time, the median single-family home price spiked 19.4% on a year-over-year basis to $300,000, a 15-year high for the month of January. Meanwhile, there were 712 condo transactions, a 25.1% increase on a year-over-year basis, with a median sale price of $190,000, a 17.3% increase on the same basis. Joining us now to shed some light on the comings and goings of the Connecticut real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hi, Mike. It's good to be with you again. You know, I think I see the light at the end of the tunnel. Vaccinations are increasing, and more people are finding a way to immunity, and the weather is starting to feel a little bit spring-like. So, let's be optimistic.
Now, speaking of optimism, according to the data, the momentum gained from last year's housing market has clearly rolled over into 2021. But how long do you think sales can continue at this pace?
The Connecticut real estate market is having a remarkable run in recent months. In terms of the number of home sales and the median price, performance has far outpaced neighboring states and the national data. For five straight months, the number of sales and the median price, compared with the same month in the prior year, have increased by 20% or more. It's hard to predict that this torrid pace can continue. Let's look at some of the factors that will influence the pace of the market in the coming months. On the plus side, we see an improving economy with vaccinations gaining momentum, businesses reopening, and jobs being added. Strong demand for homes to purchase, coupled with low inventory, will pressure prices upward. The recovery bill, on the verge of passage, will pump more money into the economy and support growth in the gross domestic product even more. On the negative side, we see mortgage rates rising, making home purchases more expensive. We may also see a change in who is purchasing homes in Connecticut. The counties that saw the most spectacular jumps in recent real estate prices are Fairfield and Litchfield. Both of these counties were popular with urban New York residents who sought a country home for either remote work or as a second home. As the pandemic comes under control, we may not see the same level of frenzied competition for homes in those areas. This could lead to a leveling off of both sales and prices. I think we'll continue to see a strong market throughout Connecticut, but it is hard to imagine that the levels of growth of the past few months is sustainable for the long term.
Now, the last time the January condo price reached $190,000 was in 2006, and it generally hovers around $150,000 to $160,000 during the month of January. So what could have caused this massive spike?
Yes, condos have shown an uptick in both sales and prices, similar to single-family homes. Prices rose to a level we have not seen in 15 years, and sales have climbed 25 to 30% in each of the past 5 months. So the advantages of condos for first-time home buyers and for downsizing empty nesters are being recognized. After some years of seeing condo performance lag behind the performance of single-family homes, we now see them on an equal footing. Real estate has been the hot commodity recently, and the rising tide has lifted all boats.
Well, thank you, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Connecticut Home Sales Data Report for January 2021. If you'd like more information about the products and services provided by the Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.